The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 42, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 8, 1976, in Los Angeles.
Translation: the sun, fire, sky, air, demigods, moon, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and the Supersoul himself all witness the activities of the living entity.
Sujuni Kang Marudeva Soma Sanda Ahani Disaha Kanku Sayang Dharma Itihi Ete Dayasa Satina. In the Christian religion, they do not believe karma, that I did something in my past life. Where is the evidence that I did something, therefore I am suffering? They take the analogy. Just like a criminal in the court, he is convinced when there is sufficient witness. Not that I have complained against you and you go to the court, you are punished. No. My charges against you should be corroborated by sufficient witness. So the Christian religion is, they do not believe in the next birth, transmigration of the soul, something like that. But they do not believe also in the fruitive activities, resultant action of our past life. This very word, witness, it is my personal experience. I was a student in the Scottish Church's College in Calcutta, and we had to attend half an hour Bible class. So Dr. W. S. Harcourt, he was teaching, Reverend Dr. W. S. Harcourt, he said, I remember, that where is the evidence? The Hindus believe in the karma, but where is the evidence that I did it? The answer is here. That we may not compare our inefficiency with the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. Now, God has kept so many witnesses. How we can escape? Here is the least of witnesses. Surya, first of all. The sun. So, how you can escape Surya's light? You cannot escape. So here is one witness. Then Agni, fire. Then Khong, the sky. Where there is no sky? Here we are sitting, there is sky. And there is light also. Then Marut, air. Deva, who is Deva? Demigod, yes. Then Soma, at night there is moon. Sandhya, evening, or noon. Moon is also Sandhya. Sandhya means junction. When the night is going away, the day is coming, early in the morning, that is also Sandhya. When midday, the forenoon is passing, the afternoon is beginning, that is also Sandhya. Three Sandhya. Three Sandhya. we have to chant Gayatri Mantra three sandhya, and in the morning, in the midday, and in the evening. That is three sandhya. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat, yasya prasadat nagati kutopi. What is the next line? Trisandhya. This Trisandhya. And in the morning, midday, and in the evening. That every sandhya is witness. Sandhya, honey, day and night together, whole day, 24 hours, honey. Ahani, ahani, loka, gacchanti, jama mandiram. This ahani. Every day, hundreds and thousands of living entities are dying. Sesa asitam icchanti, kimasajya mataparam. Still, when he is not dead, he is thinking, I will not die. I will live. This is the wonderful thing, most wonderful thing. Everyone should be prepared for death. Death is inevitable. From disha and ten directions, north, south, east, west, the four corners, eight, and up and down. There are ten directions, so where you will go? Everywhere there is witness, you cannot escape. Kong Ku Shayang. What is Kong Ku?
Water
on earth, yes. So, how you can escape God's eyes? Sarvato Panipadastat, Sarvato Chakshu. Everywhere God's eyes are there. So you cannot escape. You are wanting witness. Here are so many witnesses. How you can hide your sinful activities? That is not possible. You can hide yourself from the material laws, that the police has not seen me, then I will escape. No. God's law, you cannot do it. That is not possible. So you should remember it, that when we act sinfully, then there are so many witnesses, and we have to be punished. You cannot escape. Swayam, these are so many God's witnesses, and over and above them, Swayam, the personality of Godhead in his super soul feature. Super soul means God is present in everyone's heart. Not only heart, he is everywhere present, even within the atom. Annantarasam paramanuchayantarasam ekapasau rachayatam jagadannakoti jachaktirasti jagadannachayajadantam annantarasam paramanuchayantarasam govindamadipurusam tamangvaya. The Lord, in order to maintain this material world, how he has expanded, it is described in the Shastra. Ekapasau rachayatam jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means this universe. Anda, it is egg-like. Anda means egg-like. Jagat anda, the universe. So that universe is not one. We are seeing only one universe with our these naked eyes. But when we see through the eyes of Shastra authority, Shastra Chakshusha, this is basic knowledge. That don't be simply after your these defective eyes. What is the value of these eyes? There are so many things. Just like this morning we are discussing. You take photograph from the sea, what you will see? But there are many millions of pieces within the sea. What you will take photograph? They say that we have taken photograph of the moon planet, there is no life. What is the value of this photograph? Can you take photograph in the water? How many fishes are there? So what is the value of your photograph? This is the difficulty that these rascals do not accept that they are defective. That is the difficulty. With their defective senses, they are thinking we are perfect because we have got a photograph, telescope, therefore sufficient. It is made by you. You are defective and whatever you make, that is defective. This is the conclusion. This is the right conclusion. If blind man, if he creates some telescope, or can he see? You are blind, what you can see? But they are taking evidence you have seen with photograph, with telescope. So these questions were never raised. We are now raising this question. And they are passing. No, this is not the process. The process is śāstra cakkhuṣya śabda pramānam, that is basically śabda pramānam. Just like you are sleeping and somebody is coming to kill you with knife. So, how you can take precaution? You are sleeping. But some of your friend or relative, get up, get up, get up, there is enemy, immediately wake up. That means you see with the ear, not with the eyes. The real seeing is through the eyes, through the ears. Suppose one does not know who is his father. So, how he can see the father? Through the ear, not with the eyes. That is not possible. The mother says, my dear child, here is your father. And you see through the eyes, here is my father. So therefore, realize the ear, not these eyes. Realize. That is real seeing. Therefore, Shastra says, Vedic knowledge, that śāstra cakkhuṣya paśyati jñāna cakkhuṣā. One can see by the eyes of knowledge, not by this blunt eyes. This is useless. You cannot see. And how you can see through the śabda? Śāstra means śabda. Through the ear. My Guru Maharaj used to say, don't try to see a saintly person by your eyes. You see a saintly person by the ear. Because if you hear from the saintly person, and if he is speaking from the experience which he has had from the another saintly person, this is called Guru Parampara. Then the knowledge is perfect. Yesterday, the Jamaduta said that it is Sushuma. Never said, I have seen it. Vedu Narayana Sakshat Swayambhu Riti Sushuma. You have heard it. Vidu Narayana Sattva, he never says, I have seen it. No. It is Sushruma. So this is experience, real knowledge. Vidu Narayana Sakshat. Ved is directly Narayana. So, Narayana, you can see Narayana. You can hear about Narayana. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu is Narayana. This is the beginning of understanding Narayana. Savanam Kirtanam. Never says by seeing, by touching, by licking up. No. You cannot say. That is not experience. Real experience is it is Sushruma. So if we take our knowledge that there is no witness what we did in our previous life, that is nonsense. Here there are so many witnesses. It is Sushruma, here. You cannot say there is no witness. You hear from the Vedic literature how many witnesses are present there for all your activities and how they are becoming recorded. Minutely, and everything will be judged. Therefore the Jamaraj is there. So, this is our position, that pratityakriyamanani gunaikarmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma. Anyone who is proud of his so-called knowledge, so-called experience, simply I believe, I think, it may be, suppose, what is this knowledge? All nonsense. When you get knowledge, sushruma, from the authority, that is knowledge. Otherwise, all useless. All useless. Because your senses are imperfect. You cannot see properly. You cannot hear properly. You cannot touch properly. You cannot smell properly. These are your instruments for getting experience. You cannot go. How you can say in other planets there is no life? You cannot go. According to the scientist calculation, they say that to go to the topmost planet, it will take 40,000 years. Who is going to travel 40,000 years? But you are seeing, the planets are there. Go there and see. You cannot estimate of one universe, which you are practically seeing. And in the Shastra here, there are millions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti. Koti suasesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Tad brahma nishkalam ananta asesa bhutam. Govindamadi puritam. Tamang vaja. So, we have to take knowledge from Shastra. And who will teach me Shastra? Sadvijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche. Go to guru. Sadvijnanartham. Just like you go to some superior person to learn something. That is the process. Similarly, the same process. You have to go to a person who has also heard. Sushruma. You go to that. Not that to a person who says that I suppose, I believe, maybe, no. You go to the person who says, it is Sushruma, you have heard it from other people. You have to go to that person. Srotriyam Brahmanistam. Who is Guru? Srotriyam, who has properly heard. Srotriyam. And what is the result? Brahmanistam. By hearing, he is firmly convinced there is God. You have to go to such Guru. If you go to a fakkar, what do you teach you? No. Fakkar means one who talks much without any knowledge. He is called fakkar. So, everything is direction is there, tad vijnanartham. If you want to know that science, then tad vijnanartham gurumeva must gachet. This verb is used when there is this sense must. If somebody says, all right, I shall learn even without going to any guru. No, that is not possible. Therefore this verb is used. Gachat. You must if you want to learn. Otherwise you remain in darkness. This is Vedic injunction. Sushruma. You must hear from the right source. Then you will get perfect knowledge. So therefore, whether there is witness or not witness, we cannot understand from a so-called professor. There is witness, Shastra says. And how can you deny it? If Surya, first word is Surya. The Surya is the eyes of God. One eye. Another eye is moon. And it describes in the Shastra. Jachakshuresa savita sakalagrahana raja samastha suramurti asesa teja jasyagvaya bhramati sanghitakala chakro govindamadipurisam tamang bhaja. So Surya, we can see that we have got some rays of the eyes, 3 feet. But you see, from the 93 million miles away, he is seeing it. So brightly he is seeing. So you have to understand in that way. The Shastra says, here is the eye. Another eye, one after another, how you will escape? That is not possible. Therefore, we must be very cautious and, I mean to say, with sense we must act, and if we act according to the direction of the Shastra, then our position is safe. Otherwise, we are risking life. Risking life means this human life. Human life, the dog has got ear. We have got also ear. But the dog cannot understand Shastra. That is not possible. Or the elephant has got ear, very big ear. Does it mean that he can hear more? No. This is askalla. One must be quite able to hear, to understand Shastra. Therefore Shastra is meant for the human society. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find the Sanatana Goswami teaching, you will find Anadi bohirmukh jiva Krishna bhuli gela atayev Krishna veda purana karila. Why these Vedas and Puranas are there? Just to remind us. The Veda Purana Karila. Veda, with 4 Vedas and other literature abiding by the Vedas. Purana means supplementary Vedas. There are many historical incidences. They say mythology. No, it is not mythology. It is from selected historical incidences put together by the same Vedic instruction for common man. In the Vedas, the mantras are there, common man cannot understand. Janma dasya jataha athata brahma jigyasa. This Veda mantra goes on. But ordinary person, they cannot understand. Therefore, the same Vedas explain with reference to the historical incidences. That is called Purana. Puran means who is complete. Purana. Purayati iti Puran. So, the Mahavadi philosophers, they say, the Puranas are stories. No, the Bhagavat is Purana. It is full of stories. But what kind of stories? All Vedic instruction. Just like Yajami. Yajami began itihas. The Bhagavat Puran is speaking itihas in the beginning. It is said. Sukadev Goswami is giving incidences of itihas, history, example from the history. So this is actual fact. To, in order to convince Parikshit Maharaj, how chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is powerful, he is giving a lesson from the history. How Ajami was delivered. Simply by chanting Narayana. This is the incidence from the history. And it is history that the story begins Karnakubji. Karnakubji is still there in India. Perhaps you have heard the name of Kanpur. So, that is within the Karnakubji area. Karnakubji Dija. There is a Brahmin in Karnakubji. Historical name is after. It is history. It is not story, mythology. No. Story. It is historical fact. Anything which is described in the Shastra, the Bhagavat is Mahapurana. Don't be misled. These are mythology. No, these are historical facts. And we have to learn the Vedic knowledge by the description selected from the history, so that we can easily understand. This is the purpose. So in our this human form of life, we should be very careful what is ordered that you should do like this. It's like if you go to a medical man, so if you are diseased, a medical man, physician will give you a prescription that you take this medicine and you do not take this kind of food, you can take this kind of food. Ahara potcha. So, if you want to cure your material disease, then the two things are required, the medicine and the food. Potcha, it is called potcha. The proper food and proper medicine. The proper medicine is chanting Hare Krishna, and the proper food is Krishna Prasada. Take these two things, you are liberated. Thank you very much.